Ronald, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us here on the Daily Program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Now, there isn't obviously too many facts actually available as to the cause of this accident that we mentioned there, this really unfortunate accident, but what do we know so far?
Yeah, look, so far we know that they didn't make it to Medellin, which means they were supposed to. They were just outside of Medellin, so that tells you that they were trying to make it, and then there was no explosion at the end, no fire at the end, so it tells you it's kind of leaning towards they might not have had a lot of fuel, if any fuel, on board at all. And then it was, it's fairly catastrophic. Everyone passed away except for five or six. I think it was six initially, and then I think one passed away recently at the hospital. So, yeah, very, I mean, it was seven, and then it was down to six. So, yeah,
very. The transmission, in fact, from the Bolivian pilot, Miguel Corogo, in contacted the control tower operator at Medellin Airport and stated that the flight was in total electrical failure without fuel. So the investigation, you mentioned there, obviously it's not gone down in flames. There hasn't been an explosion or anything. It just seems like some sort of failure within the systems of the aircraft itself.
Right, that's right. And the electric failure, it could have been, well, yeah, you're just not sure. So the electric failure could have been due to lack of fuel, or the electric failure could have made it where that they didn't see that they were running out of fuel because the gauges weren't working or the systems weren't working, or maybe one of the pumps weren't working to be able to pump some of the fuel out of that fuel tank. So, yeah, we just don't know. We'll find out. Last I heard that they found the black boxes, so they'll take the black boxes and analyze them and find out exactly what happened.
Now, one of the survivors, who was actually a flight technician himself, he said he was saved by the fact that he was adhering to security procedures as others were actually panicking, getting up from their seats as the plane went down. What kind of account does this make for the importance of safety procedures and safety procedure demonstrations on flights, especially charter flights like this one?
Yeah, well, you can't emphasize it enough. There's a great movie out. I'm promoting a movie now, but there's a great movie, Sully, and that's where the aircraft ran into birds and lost both engines, and they landed into the river there in New York. And pretty amazing story. Everyone lived, and I think there's minor scratches and a little bit of hypothermia. But everyone lived, and everyone lived without any major injury. And that was because they followed the procedures. Everyone was in their seats. They're all in the brace position. Some of the seats on some aircraft are good up to 26 Gs. That's 26 times the force of gravity. Not all of them, of course. Some of the older ones won't be. But that's the best way to go, is to make sure you follow procedures. Look, I know this sounds crazy. My family laughed at me. But I always pull the little card out behind the seat, read the card, and then I count physically how many rows I have to go to get to the emergency exit in case you lose electricity and you can't see. Mm. And you count the rows. So I would pay attention to that because your life could depend on it. And it sounds like the ones that did follow the procedures I made, it is very important.
Mm. My father's actually a pilot, and he does the very same thing, Ronald.
Yeah, look, that's your only line of defense. And then another recommendation, it didn't happen on this one because it looks like they might have had a very little bit of fuel. If you're going to take a jacket with you, which sometimes you do, I'd take one that doesn't transfer heat very well, say a leather jacket. I always try to carry a leather jacket with me. And if there is flames or there is heat, that leather jacket or a big heavy jacket will protect you for a couple of seconds to keep that heat off of you, and then you'll be able to survive as well. And I don't know how many times I've read through reports that just that one act and having your seatbelt on tightly, it's funny how it works. Usually the pilots are the ones that make sure that that they read the instructions.
Mm.
And so, just, yeah, very unfortunate. Yeah.
Yeah, very unfortunate sort of situation. I mean, looking forward, you mentioned there the black box has now been found, and that's obviously going to provide some answers in itself. How will the investigation be conducted from this point? When is it likely to have some sort of answers as to what went wrong?
Yeah, usually, I saw on TV they already have a team in place, so they'll already be coming around and marking parts. They'll probably transfer and move the aircraft to a hangar, and then I would say a couple of weeks we'll probably know what happened, or even less than that. The way the media is today is great. We know within a couple of days.
Mm.
So as soon as they release it, we'll know. And the really worrisome about this is that we all thought we were past this whole running out of fuel. If this is what happened, we don't really know yet, but it's leaning towards that. And we thought we were past electric fires or maybe not electric fires, but electrical fault. So yeah, this is a very, very interesting one because we keep kind of going back to the same one.
Mm.
So yeah, it'll be very interesting, and hopefully we'll be able to never do this again because we've had quite a few crashes recently over the past 2 years, and maybe not getting worse, but we're definitely not progressing to zero accidents.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, Ronald, do appreciate time. Do appreciate you joining us on this morning's program, having a bit of a chat with about this one, and we'll obviously keep our eyes on it.
Hey, thanks, Sean, and thanks to your listeners. And you guys have a great day and great weekend. Thanks.
Absolutely. Thanks, mate. You have a good one, too.
Hey, see ya. Bye.